Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, it's a remake of a classic motion picture. It's the new version of Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur. Been there, done that. There's no majesty or gravitas in this production.
I had the opportunity to talk with some of the people behind this movie, and I asked them why. Remake this film? Why not Gone with the Wind or any other classic?
Yeah.
And their basic answer was, nobody knows Ben-Hur anymore. And I'm not sure if that's true, but all they have to do is look at the classic 1959 version, and they need look no further.
I agree with you entirely. They did pick someone to replace Charlton Heston. He didn't have big teeth, but they were sure white.
That's Jack Huston, who's the fourth generation of the Huston family, who are Hollywood aristocracy.
I see. It's a boring production, pretentious accents, no better than a made-for-TV.
I thought the production values were very good, and the chariot race worked pretty well, but you're right. Otherwise, it just lacks the gravitas, it lacks the majesty,
yes,
and the emotional involvement that the 1959 epic version had.
The only actor that seemed to have a grip was Morgan Freeman, but his dreadlocks, I just kept thinking of Whoopi Goldberg. I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think people will find this to be very boring, and they'll never take another look at that part of history.
I hope that it doesn't turn them off to going back and looking at the original version. Naturally, Ben-Hur needs to be seen on the big screen, but in this case, you're better off if you've got a good set at home watching the DVD of the 1959 version.
I'm with you on that. Overall, this Ben-Hur is simply underwhelming.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.